Mishnah Gimel. What follows is another debate between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, in which Beis Hillel is more strict, and the issue at hand is the mitzvah of Kisui Hadam. The Torah says that when one slaughters a kosher wild animal, or a kosher bird, there is a mitzvah to cover the blood which comes out. Cover it with earth or sand, and sort of bury the blood in the ground. Now, one of the permitted forms of work on Yom Tov is slaughtering an animal. The problem is, however, it is forbidden to dig up earth on Yom Tov. There are a number of prohibitions involved. Firstly, it could very well be midoraisa forbidden, because crushing the earth is considered to be like grinding. It could also be considered like ploughing. And apart from that, is also midrabbanon forbidden because of muktzah. If something is not set aside at the beginning of Shabbos or the beginning of Yom Tov to be used, and one doesn't have the intention to use it, he hasn't set it aside, it is considered to be muktzah and forbidden to move. So if he didn't prepare the earth before Yom Tov, then certainly the earth is also considered to be muktzah. Now, concerning the prohibitions midoraisa which are involved in digging up the earth, that can be solved if before Yom Tov, one places a spade in the ground and he loosens the earth, so he won't need to crush it when he comes to lift it up on Yom Tov. And then the next day, once he slaughters the animal, he can just sort of lift up the earth from the ground with the spade, and he will not violate any melacha midoraisa. However, just by placing the spade into the ground is not enough to set aside that part of the ground for use on Yom Tov. Only if you were to lift up the actual earth, that part of the earth, only then would it be considered really setting it aside to be used on Yom Tov, and therefore midrabbanan it is still considered to be muktzah. Nevertheless, according to Beis Shammai, Hashochet chayav oif b'Yom Tov, one who wants to slaughter, that's how the Gemara explains, one who wants to slaughter a wild animal or a bird on Yom Tov, Beis Shammai and Beis Shammai say, as long as he placed the spade and loosened the ground where he stuck the spade in before Yom Tov, he can ignore the prohibition of muktzah midrabbanan, and yachper badeker, he can dig up that earth with the spade v'yachaseh, and cover the blood in order to fulfill the mitzvah of kisui hadam. According to Beis Shammai, the rabbanan were lenient in this case because of the mitzvah midoraisa of simchas Yom Tov, of enjoying the Yom Tov. So in order to make it possible and easier for one to be able to slaughter an animal on Yom Tov, there is no prohibition of muktzah in this case. We still remember Beis Hillel say, lo yishreit. He is not allowed to slaughter the animal, because he will have to come to violate the prohibition midrabbanan of muktzah. Elohim kein hoile ofram muchem b'ayjoim, unless he had earth which was totally prepared before Yom Tov, on Erev Yom Tov, meaning he would have had to lift it up the earth and taken it out and totally prepared it before Yom Tov, in order that it not be considered to be muktzah. However, umoidim, Beis Hillel do agree the Shem Shachat, that if he did nevertheless go ahead and slaughter the animal, so now that he has slaughtered it, he has a mitzvah d'oraisa to cover the blood. And if the only earth which he has is earth which he prepared by sticking a stone into the ground and loosening it, so there's no prohibition d'oraisa involved. So in this case, since there is a mitzvah d'oraisa of covering the blood, and only a prohibition midrabbanan of muktzah, Sheyach b'dekar v'yichaseh, that he should dig up that earth with the spade and cover the blood. Now the Mishnah adds a last law, and that is She'efer kira muchon hu, which the Gemara reads as V'efer kira muchon hu. It's a new point, and that is that the ashes of an oven are considered to be prepared. So if someone has not yet slaughtered the animal and he wants to know, is he allowed to? So sticking a spade into the ground is not good enough. But the ashes which are in an oven, which had been there already from the beginning of Yom Tov, those are not considered to be muktzah, since they can be used for kisui hadam. The general intention of a person is to set those aside for use on Yom Tov, and therefore if he does have ashes in the oven, he would be able to slaughter the animal, and then use the ashes to cover the blood and fulfill the mitzvah of kisui hadam.